This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. You know, it just never ends. And it probably will never end until humans become extinct on the planet Earth. First, it was the Pacific fisher. You know, that small weasel-like animal. The government first makes agreement with private companies to take action to help the Pacific fisher survive on private land. Then, in a stunning move, less than a week later, they move to file to put it on the endangered species list, effectively locking up more and more federal forest land. It's probably appropriate that they refer to the Pacific fisher as a member of the weasel family. After all, the real weasels are the gung-ho biologists of the United States government. So here we go again. A repeat of the spotted owl and the closure of timber harvesting throughout a wide area of forest land. But that's not enough. Nope, the never-ending thirst of the government biologists to lock up as much land as possible continues unabated. Now? Well, now it's the sage grouse again. U.S. land managers have now removed over 500 square miles, that's right, 500 square miles of federal land that's been removed for oil and gas exploration to help the endangered sage grouse. Makes sense. After all, it's just a tiny area the sage grouse inhabits, right? It's only Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, California, and of course Oregon. Just a tiny slice of land for the poor bird to wander in. After all the destruction rained upon farmers, ranchers, loggers, and sportsmen because of the Endangered Species Act, one would think the government would learn something. Then again, the government learned something? It's a novel concept. I've said it before and I'll continue to say it. When federal land, that's land that you and I own, is restricted in any way from usage, then the federal government should have to pay property tax on it to the local taxing authority. If you or I owned a parcel of land and decided to just make it wild and scenic, well, guess what? We'd still have to pay property taxes on it regardless. But the federal government? Well, Hazel, damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead with more wholesale destruction of our way of life and our ability to sustain our local communities. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.